This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Bob Iger, it seems, may never leave his job running Disney. CNBC reports today that Iger is considering staying beyond his already extended departure date of 2019 to facilitate Disney's rumored acquisition of key parts of Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox empire, specifically the entertainment bits, movies and television studios, both here and internationally. Fox, it appears, would keep its news, sports and broadcast networks. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has the story.
Just the prospect of a Disney-Fox merger has got some superfans geeking out. On YouTube, they've already uploaded mashups showing what it'd look like if Disney's Avengers and Fox's X-Men fell alongside each other. By buying Fox's movie and TV studios, Disney would be able to beef up its content, says Robin Diedrich, an analyst at Edward Jones.
They gain some of that talent, they gain some of those physical assets, but they also gain that library of existing content.
And Disney wants all of that, she says, because it plans to join the Netflix and Amazon club. In 2019, it is launching a streaming service.
It is in response to, a need to compete on that type of platform.
And a deal with Fox would give Disney an even bigger stake in Hulu, about 60%. Tuna Amobi, an analyst with CFRA Research, says a consolidation would generate tremendous cost savings for Disney.
Seems like the game right now, it's all about getting bigger and economies of scale.
But Rich Greenfield, an analyst with BTIG, says Disney would be investing in the wrong place and that buying traditional cable networks like National Geographic and FX doesn't make sense.
The best way to do it would be to invest in content that isn't tied to the legacy cable distribution systems. They're basically buying more assets that have long-term challenges facing them.
In the short term, one of Disney's biggest challenges, if it in fact does buy Fox, will be to make sure the government doesn't block it. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.